Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. We're looking at a chance of scattered afternoon thunderstorms, and we'll have a high of about 75 degrees for today. Temperature-wise, in Kenosha, we start things out at 46 degrees. It is cloudy. 43 Burlington, 49 Milwaukee, Racine cloudy, 50 degrees. Kenosha Police and Unified School District Administration are continuing to investigate a social media text message about an ISIS threat and the closing of schools, but also with a link to a pornographic picture. The school district's website says it was believed to have been just a hoax. School is in session as usual today. Also listed in the message that suspension or expulsion is possible for any student who may have been involved, as well as criminal prosecution. The text passed among the students said schools are going to be closing October the 8th due to a bomb threat by ISIS, and here's a list of all the schools closed. That was the message. It shows a link, but instead, it opens up a pornographic photograph of an adult male. Students at Schulte Elementary School in Sturtevant evacuated from that building just a short time before regular dismissal time yesterday afternoon. An unspecified threat involved. Evacuation treated as a normal dismissal. It occurred about 5 minutes before the end of the school day. That threat turned out to be unfounded. Suggesting it's almost become a game of cat and mouse, Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth says they're going to continue efforts to capture murder and crime spree suspect Andrew Obregon, who's eluded those attempts thus far, including from a couple of high-speed chases in Kenosha and Racine counties. Addressing the reports of shots fired in a pursuit Tuesday night, the sheriff said it was probably community concern, people trying to maybe scare Obregon away from their area. It was not law enforcement or Obregon, who is taking advantage, he said, of the rural landscape, corn stalks above most of the vehicles, and he knows the area. Beth says there's also a growing concern about Obregon actually getting kind of a kick out of this being pursued thing.
He's been chased on a motorcycle. He's been chased in cars. This is not something new. Oak Creek had something, I believe, a few months ago, a situation where I think he got away before the pursuit actually began. His regard for his own life, it doesn't exist. Last Friday, when he was in the Mustang, he drove through the village of Union Grove at a very high rate of speed, and if it would have been 15 minutes later, their homecoming parade would have been going on.
Beth believes Obregon is feeding his drug habit by stealing and robbing, while stating it's hard to believe anybody would be offering him help at this point. Obregon connected to the death of Taiwan Anderson, whose body was discovered in a Kenosha County cornfield last month. A 25-year-old Kenosha woman listed in critical condition at Frater Hospital stabbed in the back while at a home in the 4800 block of 29th Avenue last night. Name of the victim has not been released. She was transferred by Flight for Life. The attack involving a 26-year-old woman who is jailed, though the circumstances are unknown. Occupants and pets from a home at 4134 Erie Street in Racine forced to flee that residence because of thick smoke that developed after 1 o'clock this morning. The 911 call mentioning it may have started in the basement, which city fire crews confirmed and extinguished within a fairly short amount of time. The extent of damage still being determined. Meanwhile, last evening, just after 6:30, Caledonia firefighters called out to a reported fire in a home at 2815 Indian Trail. First arriving police officer confirmed lots of smoke, everybody out. Turns out to have been a stove fire. It was put out within minutes of crews getting to that scene. Two of the home's occupants did get some medical care for breathing problems. A Metra train struck and killed a man along the Union Pacific track south of Simmons Field in Kenosha late yesterday afternoon. Police indicate the victim may be 30 to 35 years old. The train heading north to the downtown station. Circumstances of the man being on the tracks, those are under investigation. At one point afterward, the fire department's chaplain was asked to make phone contact with the incident commander. In Madison, Republicans have unveiled a proposal that would make some major changes to the state's election agency. There's more on that from Andrew Beckett.
At a Capitol News conference, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said the time has come to end the failed experiment known as the Government Accountability Board.
For the last 8 years, we've seen one problem after another, an unconstitutional investigation, serious lapses in the oversight of our elections, and in some cases, staff that went rogue.
Board Director Kevin Kennedy fired back at those claims.
The devil is not the GAB, and that's one of the concerns, I think. Most of what was cited as examples was just wrong, incorrect, or incomplete.
The bill would split the GAB into two commissions, one overseeing elections and another handling ethics. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters has moved a town hall meeting in Caledonia tonight at 6 o'clock about reported health concerns related to the Oak Creek Power Plant. It had been scheduled at the Eastside Community Center, but has now been moved to the shelter at Crawford Park, which is east of the Kmart at 4 Mile and Douglas. Group's information about tonight's event says it will include more than a dozen affected families telling their stories, as well as focus on efforts by the League of Conservation Voters to advocate for EPA's Clean Power Plan. State and local elected officials got together at the big Amazon Fulfillment Center in Kenosha along the interstate, officially opening up that facility, which has been in operation actually since earlier this year. Mayor Keith Bosman said that Amazon delivers in a broader term since recalling the first meeting that he had with company officials in 2014. Governor Walker on hand said Amazon's decision to build in Kenosha an example of coming together.
We're proud of the work the state was involved with, particularly with the great team at the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, Mary and all the others who came together to make this happen. The city, as usual, we love coming down here for event after event. Keith, this is you and the council and your team here. Mayor, you just do an exceptional job, and it's part of a lot of synergy you see in the last couple of years. There have been literally thousands and thousands of jobs in Kenosha and Kenosha County and in this region, and I think it's a reflection of a team effort.
Following the ceremony, tours of the 1 million square foot facility were given out. Amazon also building a 500,000 square foot portion center in Kenosha. Total investment nearly $250 million. The agenda for tonight's regular meeting of the Board of Trustees for the Village of Elmwood Park includes a charter ordinance for trustee positions to be numbered, thus eliminating at-large elections. There's also the 2016 budget plan and a presentation about 2016 fire services by the South Shore Fire Department. And there is a closed session about the clerk, treasurer, and building inspector positions, followed by a return to open session for any motions made behind closed doors. Hearing in Madison yesterday on State Representative Corey Mason's higher ed lower debt bill, which would set up a state-based authority for refinancing student loans. Faced with the prospect of going into deep debt to get a college education, UW-Madison sophomore Nehemiah Siu said that a lot of students realize the cost of going to school is just a little too high.
When it comes to higher education and accessibility to higher education, for many kids, financial factors seem to be playing a much bigger role than their actual merit itself.
Backers of the measure argue it would help thousands of people who are making little progress paying off the tens of thousands of dollars in student debt, but the bill has no Republican sponsors, making its future uncertain. And the Racine County Food Bank will once again benefit from an appearance of the Canadian Pacific Holiday Train to make its annual stop at the Sturtevant Station between 5:30 and 6 p.m. on Friday, December the 4th. WRJN.com, your source for our local news. That's our webpage. It has our newscasts in podcast form in the local news section. And you get our news updates at WRJN News. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.